In the new movie Liar Liar, which opens Friday, he plays a lawyer forced to tell the truth for 24 hours. Recently, I sat down with Carrey, who showed me, as only he could, how he prepared for that role. Sometimes I go...
It was me!
And other times I just go... It depends on the scene. It really does. Sometimes I go out and scream and yell because it's something that I have to have emotion for that I'm not feeling at that moment.
Wake up, sisters! There's no such thing as a weaker sex!
Give me a little thumbnail sketch of Fletcher Reed. Who is this guy?
Fletcher Reed's a guy who needs to lie because, like all of us do a little bit, but Fletcher Reed, it's an extreme case because I guess he has low self-esteem. He's done a lot of bad things. He's a lawyer, basically.
You're the victim here. The wife of a cold, distant workaholic. Starved for affection. Driven into the arms of another man.
Seven.
Yeah, whatever. You're not trying to deny him what is rightfully his. All you're insisting on is what is rightfully yours.
Yeah.
And maybe a fraction more.
There is a distinction, it seems, drawn in this movie. When he lies as a lawyer,
yeah,
it's funny.
Right.
When he lies as a father, it's not so funny.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And therein is the mix and the chemistry.
And we're trying to sell. It's not just the lies
at work, but at home
as well. And them together create a maelstrom.
Actually, you know, the movie is about the truth. Basically about how hard it is to tell the truth in life. It's not really as much about the lies as it is about, you know, what if you had to tell the truth, you know, in your life every day. With everyone.
You know why I pulled you over?
Depends on how long you were following me.
Why don't we just take it from the top?
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
Is that all?
No.
I have unpaid parking tickets.
What is it about this, the role of the father in this? You are a father.
Yes.
Did you draw on that at all? You have a daughter, you have a son in the movie, and the career versus the family life, did you find any way to connect the two of those?
Well, yeah, I mean, the things that I played with my son were very similar to, you know, how I am, my rapport with my daughter, and, you know, that was really fun to bring all of that in, you know, and the claw and things like that that my father did to me. And
did he really do the claw?
Oh yeah, the claws from my father, basically. You know, my father lives on in a lot of my work, little things that he gave me.
For people who haven't seen the movie yet, can you introduce us to the claw?
No one can stop it.
No, it's just, you know, it's my father would, like, you know, every once in a while I'd be sitting there and he'd go, God, what is this pain in my arm? Is it a stroke? Or, no, it's the claw! You know, just keep me off my guard. And then he'd get me down on the ground and, like, claw me in the belly until I, you know, peed myself.
Which is always a nice end result, isn't
it? It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. It's what brings families together. If it was videotaped, of course, he'd be going to jail, but...
The last time we talked was for The Cable Guy, and I gave you a little grief about the $20 million you were being paid for that. Yeah, I remember. the $20 million you were being paid
you
for.
You and your army.
You got 20 for this one, too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Do you think that, though, inherently puts more pressure on you, that you're going to take some pot shots because people are going to sit back in the theater and go,
tons of pressure.
Let's see what a $20 million performance looks like?
Well, I think it does add an expectation. You know, I mean, it definitely leaves the door open to criticism.
Sure.
You know, I don't live with money, you know what I mean? So I don't think about money. I think about the project, and that's about it.
If I keep making mistakes, we'll get stuck that way?
Uh-uh. In fact, some people make a good living that way.
You said that you're not in this for the money.
And I'm not a communist.
And you would do this for $5 million. If it would give you some freedom. If you don't want the money, what do you want out of this business?
Well, I'd be an idiot not to take the money, though, wouldn't I? I mean, if it's there, what a fool I would be to say, you know what? It's bugging people. I'm gonna take five. You know, I mean, that would be idiotic.
What is the most important thing you get out of this business right
now? An ego boost.
Yeah?
Giant ego boost.
How badly do you need that?
I'm fantastic. You know, some people need a car.
I need to know that everywhere I go, people go,
And tomorrow morning, Jim Carrey talks to us about what he thinks of all that criticism of the cable guy, and he'll talk about his marriage to Lauren Holland.